Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I am most honored and grateful to have a chance to speak on this very auspicious occasion of the marriage of Krishna Kanaya and Anjali. As a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this marriage is considered very special. When our beloved Guru Maharaj was making arrangements for his first journey to the West on a cargo ship at the age of 70, he was keeping a diary in Bombay. And there are several entries within that diary where Srila Prabhupada has written how he was going to meet Arvind Mufetlal, visit Mufetlal House. The Mufetlal family are renowned throughout India for their charity, their piety, and their deep spiritual traditions. In fact, Mr. Aravind Mafatlal some years ago was named by the International Lions Club to be the Humanitarian of the Year. He was given awards in Minnesota. But his charity is not simply based on helping the body and mind. But he has very deep devotion to Lord Sri Ramchandra. And it is an expression of his love of God that he has done so much. And therefore, my beloved Guru Maharaj respected him greatly. That is Anjali's side. And on Krishna Kanaya Prabhu's side, his grandfather, Dr. Podar, was one of the most active, fearless supporters of Srila Prabhupada. He was Prabhupada's personal doctor, and he was the chairman of the committee that arranged Pandal programs and several of the largest preaching programs of Prabhupada during that time in Bombay. Giriraj Swami, Sridhar Swami, and all the senior devotees of Prabhupada had such deep gratitude and affection for Dr. Podar. So these are the two grandparents of the married couple today. Coming from very spiritually founded families with deep tradition. In the Vedas, Prabhupada quotes, there is a particular verse that is very appropriate for marriages. Sarve sukheno bhavantu, which means let everyone be happy. Sarve sukheno bhavantu. And this is the purpose of marriage. Srila Prabhupada said, without being happy, one cannot make proper advancement in Krishna consciousness or in spiritual life. But what is real happiness? That is the most important question that faces humanity. Because everything a man or woman does in this world is in pursuit of happiness. Then why is there so much suffering in the pursuit of happiness in this world? There is a universal spiritual principle which is foundational to every religion, that real happiness can only come through love. Without love, even if you are the proprietor of the world or the universe, there can be no fulfillment in the heart. Happiness does not come through acquisition of wealth, does not come through acquisition of power. It cannot come through acquisition of fame, prestige, or even good health. Because without love, the human heart is lonely, frustrated. But what is love? The Vedic scriptures describe that there is kama and there is prema. The nature of the eternal soul is to love God. That quality is inherent within every living being. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiye Yudhoi. It is the essential need of every living being to experience that love. When there is love of God, there is love for every living being. Why? Atma Mayavamsa, Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Because every living entity is part of God. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Aham Bija Pratapita, that the Lord, Krishna, is the father and mother of every living being. If we water the root of the tree, every leaf, flower, twig, branch of the tree will naturally be nourished. But if we neglect watering the root of the tree, then even if we spend our whole life putting water on every other part of the tree, that tree will dwindle and die. Atato brahma jigyasa janmadyasa yataha. That the absolute truth, Krishna or God, is the root of existence. We are all longing, we are all yearning for that love. In this world, love is fulfilling to the heart to the degree the love is without selfish motivation. To the degree we are selfishly, egoistically motivated, we may find pleasure in the mind and in the senses, but that pleasure cannot touch the heart or the soul. Because to the degree there is that false ego, there cannot be love. It is a misconception. The love of a mother for her helpless child is selfless. She's simply giving, sacrificing. That gives fulfillment to the heart. And when that selfless service attitude is directed toward the Supreme, it gives the ultimate happiness to the heart. This is the purpose of human life, according to all great religious teachers. And this is especially the purpose of marriage. Love is developed, is nourished through service. Love is expressed through service. It is the sanctity of marriage when the husband and wife are willing even to endure great difficulties for the happiness and the welfare of the partner. That is how love grows. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. This means essentially, if we want to reach God, we must be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Through performing mystic yogic processes, we can get powers. Through forms of meditation and mental discrimination, we may get liberation. But it is only through selfless, humble service that we can get love. And that is the essential need in our life. There are many wonderful examples of how a husband and wife perform their duties in this spirit. Sita and Ram, they lived by this principle. Sita Devi was willing to leave the most beautiful palace of the kingdom, with all comforts and luxuries, to live for 14 years in the hard, cold jungle, just to be by the side of her husband at the times of his trials. That is love. And Ram, he was willing to declare an entire war against the massive race of Rakshasas, Ravana, to protect and satisfy Sita. Krishna, to satisfy his wives, expanded himself into 16,108 forms. And each of his wives was thinking, Krishna is only with me, when Krishna descended on this earth. And each of his wives, their life, their soul, their everything, was simply to give satisfaction to their husband. Not material satisfaction, but satisfaction through service and love. In Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the Lord, she revealed her heart, what is love? That in my life, I am for the satisfaction of my beloved. And even when I depart from this world, let the earth element of my body become the dust of Vrindavan to give pleasure to my beloved's feet. And let the water of my body become beautiful lakes to give cooling, refreshing satisfaction to my beloved. And let the air element of my body, let it be the breeze of the chamara whisk to cool him when he is hot. And the fire element of my body, let it give light for my beloved to see his beautiful face in the mirror. In life or death, selfless service. This is the spiritual principle. Now, how does it apply to marriage in Bombay? That is question. By performing our duties as husband and wife according to these spiritual principles, not only does real love grow between both of you, but that love, that joint love for each other, in that spirit, will awaken your love for God and will awaken a desire together. Sarve sukhenu bhavantu. For everyone's happiness. In giving, we receive. Chastity and faithfulness to one's partner in marriage is a sacred principle that is an expression of real love till death. Srila Prabhupada explained that problems and arguments will naturally come in any marriage. And just to show us that no one is exempt from this, he cited Mahatma Gandhi. In Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography, he writes how he had a quarrel with his wife. Such a quarrel that he told his wife, get out from here. This is Mahatma Gandhi, foremost proponent of nonviolence. But husband and wife, that's another situation. Get out from here. So she left the house and she sat on the roadside and cried. And when Gandhiji came out, she said, where am I going to go? He said, come back. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. So they came back. They made up and everything was all right. So Srila Prabhupada said, even Gandhi was fighting with whites sometime. It is part of human chemistry. If you're living together, there will be quarrels, there will be disagreements. But the test of love is how we maintain the integrity of our ideals when those trials and tribulations come. Srila Prabhupada told, if there's disagreement, if there's quarrel, however serious it may be, there's one solution. Forget it. It is simply unimportant and insignificant compared to the higher principle of why a husband and wife are together. We must always focus our consciousness on the higher principle of the ideal of what marriage is for. And then we can easily adjust all the lesser circumstances that will inevitably come upon us. And what is that higher principle? Atapum beard vijastreshtas varna shrama vikbhagasha svanushtatasya dharmasya samsadir haritoshanam. That whatever our particular status may be in life and society, our primary duty is to please Krishna, to please God, to water the root of the tree of life. And Krishna is pleased by how a husband and wife give happiness to one another, give satisfaction to one another, not simply through sensory enjoyment, but through a responsible sense of service to each other. Through that responsible sense of service, a real intimacy of love toward God, toward others, and for each other will naturally awaken. Chaito darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. There's one thing that is keeping us from real happiness: the congested impurities within our heart. And they must be cleansed. And Krishna Kanaya, or Kunal, and Anjali, if you keep this principle always in the center of your relationship, you will gracefully overcome all difficulties and achieve the ultimate goal of life. And that is together to help one another to clean your hearts. Clean your hearts of lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. Today, we have all assembled to celebrate this wonderful occasion. These two devotees I have known for many years. Anjali, since she's about this big, and Krishna Kanaya, since he's about this big. They have both dedicated their lives to being exemplary in piety, morality, ethics, and devotion to Krishna. Sincerely. And this is an amazing, amazing example in today's world, when young people are often inclined to just chasing after the latest fads, fashions. And doing anything and everything for selfish satisfactions. They have come from wonderful families, but by their own free choice, they have both decided at young age to live by the principles of spiritual enlightenment, devotion to God, and service to others. And because they have these qualities, they have won the hearts of hundreds and hundreds of people who are willing to do everything and anything for them. Tonight we will see thousands of people coming, not out of ritual, not out of social obligation, but out of love and respect for their good qualities. whoever comes in contact with Anjali, if they're older, she becomes their daughter immediately. Yes, Sandy, will you agree? My parents also. Whoever else of her age becomes dear friend. And at Gopal's garden, the little children, her students, she is like their guru and their mother. Her mother and father, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Rishikesh Mafatlal, and Rekha Radha Priya Devi, and her sister Radha, and brother Priyavrat. I cannot ever express my eternal gratitude to them for the example that they are setting to give light to the whole world. And I am not exaggerating. My own mother and father, upper middle class Americans in their 80s, after meeting them to this day, about 14 years have passed, and they say, not only to me, but to everyone they meet, the dearest friends and the finest people that they have ever met in their life is this family. And that includes Srinathji Maithili and their children as well. Anjali, we are very proud of you. And Krishna Kanaya Prabhu, Banki Bihari, Ashok Agarwal, Braja Priya, I forgot your other name, and Pooja Preeti Manjari. Such a dedicated family. Everyone has taken vows of initiation to live by the spiritual path. But at the same time as living very pure spiritual lives, both of these families are very, very dynamic and successful in social circles as well as in the industrialist sector of society. They're powerful businessmen. But they are teaching Bhagavad Gita in action. You can be the best in your field and at the same time do it in an expression of genuine devotion to God and service to humanity. Today, we have all come together to offer our prayers and our blessings that Krishna Kanaya and Anjali will live together very happily in a spirit of devotion, and that through the union of their lives, they will bring Sarva Suketu Bhavantu. They will bring happiness to so many others. I thank you very much. Everyone, let us take a moment to pray to the Lord to bless these wonderful, extraordinary devotees who are taking their vows of marriage today.